This is James Smith from Dalworth Clean. We go back with Neil Sperry since the early 80s. We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
All right, James, thank you very, very much. That's the guy I was telling you about a couple hours ago who has just grown his business. I'm proud to have a chance to represent them here. And proud to have you as a listener. We'll go right back to our phone calls in just a moment. I'm going to fill in for the folks at the Dallas Arboretum today, and I can do so very easily because I was there for several hours on Wednesday. In fact, about 5 or 6 hours, and taping dig-in television. Dallas Arboretum is absolutely as pretty as I have ever seen it right now. I tend to like it not when one kind of plant like azaleas are all in bloom at the same time. I kind of like it where I can see through things and just see what they are trying to accomplish with all of the beautiful gardens. And I'll tell you, the one that is most dazzling right now is one of the ones you have to know where it is. When you go in the visitor's gate, visitor's entrance, and you walk down the Paseo de Flores toward the camp house. You've passed the De Gaulier house. You're not quite to the camp house, the second house on the property. To your left, right after a construction area where they're building Magnolia Glade, you will come to Red Maple Rill, R-I-L-L. There's a white, I believe it's white stone wall there with that name. And actually the donor's name as a part of it. And she was taking, as we came out of that, she was taking a tour with her friends, and Tucker Reed, the garden manager, said, "There she is right now." And that was cool. But anyway, the 150 red maples, maples of all kinds, red maples and Japanese maples that they have are glorious now. And that's a beautiful garden. That's one of many, many gardens that they have at the Dallas Arboretum. It's 66 acres in size and just a beautiful place to take your mother for Mother's Day. Be sure also to look at Jenny Wegley's trial gardens. You know where the toads are if you've ever been to the Dallas Arboretum, the toad fountains and the crepe myrtle alley that leads up to them. Well, it's just to the left of those. If you're standing looking down the alley at the toads, just to the left is Jenny's trial garden. And it was fascinating to see what she is growing there, she and Jimmy Turner. So anyway, that's the Dallas Arboretum Report, my version of it. I've been going there for a long time. In fact, I was on the site selection committee. I voted against that location because of bamboo that was on the property. Got outvoted, and I'm glad I did because it's beautiful. 66 acres, just beautiful. Their address physically, if you want to enter it into your GPS thing, it is 8525 Garland Road, 8525 Garland Road on the southeast side of White Rock Lake in East Dallas. You would take I-30 to the Grand Avenue exit, go north, and Grand will just kind of turn into Garland Road. It's magical how that happens. And they are on the left, or you can take Garland Road south from LBJ or from Jupiter or whatever you want to do from Northwest Highway. South means toward the state fairgrounds, and follow the green signs that say Dallas Arboretum. That's a logical thing to do. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. If you are a member of the Dallas Arboretum, that'd be a nice thing to give your mom for Mother's Day. Take her to see the gardens and then buy her a membership and take her back several times. You can go additionally at no additional charge. And if you're a member, you can go at 7 o'clock in the mornings and look around. The information number, 214-515-6500. And the website is DallasArboretum.org. That report is sponsored today by Arborological Services. Okay, here I go. You hear me say, I don't give the name of my sponsors when I give answers, but when I do an ad for them, I will tell you many times who they are. The Tree Service Company that does all the work on my trees, the Tree Service Company that can help you if you're trying to determine if a hole in a trunk is a problem, the Tree Service Company that, I don't know what other references I've made today, but there have been several. Arborological Services, arborological.com. It is a forestry word. It is a real word, arborological. It means referring to trees, about trees, but it is arbor, I, logical, just spelled the way you would those three words, arbor, and then I, the, you know, as in me, I, Logical. Arborlogical.com. They do the best in tree work. From routine tree maintenance, nothing is routine with trees. They take it to the best possible level. All the way to historic saving, incredible, say heroic saving of important trees, care of historic trees in the Metroplex, consultation, damage appraisal, and assessment. They do everything relative to trees. They're the best. Now, they have combined all their phone numbers into one, 866-552-7267, 866-552-7267. On the web, it's arborlogical.com.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborlogical Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Well, there's the guy right there, in fact. Let's go back to our phone line. Speaking of phone lines and phone callers, let's go to Bill in Dallas. Bill, this is Neil. Good morning. Bill, turn your radio off, please. Please, quickly. Get it turned off. Counting. Okay, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, you're on the air. How can I help you?
I have an area that I'm trying to build something to hide a swimming pool pump,
okay,
and so forth. I've got my holes dug. It's about 6 feet long.
All right.
And my problem is that this is raised. I have a brick wall there going down to a pool. And I want some type of tree that or bush, like a Nelly or holly, that is maybe no more than 8 feet tall. And about a month or so ago, I was in the car riding around, and you mentioned something about some holly that was about 6 to 8 feet tall.
Yes, sir.
And it seems like you mentioned something about needles.
Yeah, that would have been needlepoint, which is also called willow leaf. It's the same plant with two different names, willow leaf or needlepoint holly, and it will grow 6 to 8 feet tall. It's a lovely shrub. It has a relaxed look. It's good in sun or shade. Big red berries. It's a beautiful plant.
All right. Well, the roots to that, it's planted about 5 feet from the house. Will the roots of that get into the house, or do they go sort of straight down?
No plant's roots go straight down. You need to remember the mental image of roots being absorbing organs for rainfall. You know, plants, God made a lot more plants that grow out in nature than those that we have in our landscapes. And so they have to have their roots arranged so that when it rains, they get the water. This idea of a tap root sucking water out of some underground irrigation system, it just doesn't work. That's not what happens. Tap roots are for support. And so you need to know that a plant's roots will expand far beyond where the plant is. A willow leaf holly is zero problem near a house 5 feet out from a house. Zero problem. Those little roots, when they get to the house, will be pencil lead size, at the most pencil size. They couldn't hurt the house if they had to.
Okay.
I have a lot of them at 5 feet around our home. Not a problem.
I have a sprinkler system there, so it gets lots of water.
Zero problem.
Very good. Listen, I really appreciate
I'm glad you called. You're going to love that plant. It's beautiful, Bill. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Holly, who is in McKinney. Holly, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Just want to say every time we follow your advice, whether on radio or on Facebook, it works out great.
And
every
Thank
time
you
we support
very much.
Sponsors, it's a wonderful experience.
Where was that?
So really, every time we support any of your sponsors.
Oh, any of them. Good. Thank you.
We support them on purpose. We look them out because you recommend them, and it's always a wonderful experience.
Thank you. How great. I like the call already. How can I help you?
Quick, easy question. Chinese pistachio tree, brand new planted, about 6 to 7 feet tall, mm-hmm. Southwest exposure. Should I wrap the trunk for sun scald, and how long should I keep it wrapped
Need to wrap it. There's no negotiating. Absolutely, it needs to be wrapped for a year or two. I'm trying to think where I found the wrap that I have on a Nellie R. Stevens tree form holly that I put on to keep the woodpecker out of the silly thing.
Uh-huh.
It's just crazy. It was just looked like it'd been in Machine Gun Kelly's line of fire. And that was about 3 years ago. I don't remember where I bought that wrap, but most independent retail garden centers will have it.
Okay.
I would think you could call, since you're in McKinney, you could call places like Callaway's or Shades of Green.
Oh, I love Shades of Green.
Yeah, and I imagine Rob has the paper tree wrap. It has changed a little over time. It's a little more vinylized than it used to be. It used to look like a couple of layers of craft paper or crepe paper, kind of wrinkled up with a little uh-huh. thin layer of tar in between or something. But what you find now is very different. There's some of them that are plastic that expand. You just put them around the tree and then they contract down to the size of the trunk. These things are made to expand, but some form of a tree wrap you want to use up to the bottom branch on your Chinese pistachio.
Great.
The ones that are non-negotiable are Schumard red oaks, chinkapin oaks, and Chinese pistachios to cut down on sun scald. Yeah, I am too.
Well, thank you so much.
You're terrific. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. What a cheerful soul. My goodness gracious. Isn't that nice? All right, and we are going to tell you about the poster offer, and then we'll come back. We have a full bank of calls, almost full. We'll go to Oklahoma with our next call. That's always fun. Let me tell you about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. An hour from now, unless the folks at the office are just so busy that they stay a few minutes late, this offer will be gone. This is the last hour of this very special offer that has proven to be one of the most popular of all 27 years that we've had my magazine, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You get a one-year new or renewal subscription to the magazine that is written specifically for the Lone Star State by the finest garden writers in Texas. It's been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. Get that 1 year of the magazine, new or renewal, along with all four of our posters that we have put out over the last several years. We've had to do two of them over again with some modest updates in them because we sold out. This has been a barn burner of an offer. If the phone line is busy when you call, wait about a minute and call right back. Now, you get the posters that normally would be $10 each plus $2 postage, $48, and the $23.95 subscription to our magazine. You get all of that, a $71.95 value for $34 and $3 postage. One of the posters is the complete variety list of all crepe myrtles, along with a very detailed description of every one of them, telling you everything you would want to know if choosing a crepe myrtle or crepe myrtles. 120 best perennials. It tells you all of the best perennials for Texas. Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum helped me with that. We worked about a month getting that big chart together. These are 15 by 30 inch posters on heavy cardstock in full color, but they are charts. How tall, how wide, sun or shade? Is it foliage? Is it flowering? What colors do the flowers come in? All, when do they bloom? What months do they bloom? 100 best annual flowers. Bob Brackman, the director of the San Antonio Botanic Garden, helped me with that one. And it tells you everything that we just described for perennials, but about annuals. And 100 best landscape plants for Texas. That's the best tree, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. $48 worth of posters, $23.95 subscription to our magazine, $71.95 value for $34 and $3 postage, but it goes away after this hour. After this hour. So call now. 1-800-752-GROW. Call tomorrow, $71.95. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Spring is a time you need to watch for foundation problems. You need to call the best in the business. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and my call was to Advanced Foundation Repair. They're leaders in their industry. The home inspection is thorough and it's free. Their repairs, if needed, are guaranteed for the lifetime of your house, transferable owner to owner. Call Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. Online, foundationrepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair.
The people at Covington Nursery in Rowlett want to wish all the moms a happy Mother's Day, and to celebrate, Covington's has their gorgeous outdoor blooming color bowls and hanging baskets on sale. It's a buy one, get another for half price sale, and they're beautiful. If you've been watching Dig In Television, you've seen that we have taped at Covington's over the last couple of months, and it's just a glorious time of year to go to Covington's. If the mom in your life is a rose lover, Covington's has a huge selection to choose from. All the popular varieties. Buy four roses, get the fifth one free. Buy all the same kind or mix and match them. Be sure to plant them quickly so you can enjoy their amazing blooms all season long. For Mother's Day or any day, you won't find a bigger or better selection of flowers, shrubs, trees, ornamental grasses, and vines than at Covington's 18-acre nursery. It's the largest retail nursery in Texas, and they have everything. Check out the available stock list. This is I don't know that it's unique only to them, but it's certainly uncommon. You see everything that they have in their inventory list. It's updated several times weekly. It's at covingtonnursery.com, and then there's just this one little button that says click available stock list, and a 32 or longer page document will download. And scroll through all the things, because some of the things will be in a couple places, on regular price in one size and at the half price house in another size. They do a turnkey landscape design and installations if you wish. Covington Nursery and Landscape Company in Rowlett at 5518 President George Bush Highway, just north, 100 yards north of State Highway 66, Lakeview Parkway. That's on the northbound access road just north of Lakeview Parkway in Rowlett. They're open right now, covingtonnursery.com.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
All right, let me tell you right now about Scott's Green Max Southern Lawn Fertilizer. You know the name Scott's, the largest fertilizer manufacturer and vendor in the United States. Scott's Green Max Southern Lawn Fertilizer is a 2-in-1 formula. Its dual action not only supplements your lawn with iron, it also feeds. It contains 5.75% iron, an essential micronutrient that enhances the natural greening. Greening will be faster, and your lawn will get greener. It contains slow-release nitrogen for even feeding. It improves the lawn's ability to absorb water and nutrients, and it's kid and pet friendly. Apply Green Max Southern Lawn Fertilizer anytime to grass of any type. For extreme greening in a thick lawn, you can feed every 6 to 8 weeks. I'd say 8 to 10 weeks for your best lawn. One bag will cover 5,000 square feet. Fill and set the spreader. Settings are listed on the bag. Apply it evenly to a wet or dry lawn. Better to put it on a dry lawn than water it immediately. Sweep the product from hard surfaces onto the lawn to keep the product from staining. And you also will want to water deeply to get it down into the ground. Use Scott's Green Max Southern Lawn Fertilizer. Your lawn will grow faster. It will be greener. Go to Scott's.com for a listing of retail dealers near you. It's a 2602 formulation. That's S-C-O-T-T-S, Scott's.com. Scott's Green Max Southern Lawn Fertilizer. All right, and we go back to our phone lines, in fact, to Larry in Waurika, Oklahoma. This is Neil. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Neil. We planted some fruit trees back in the fall. We planted 2 peach, 2 apricot, 2 plums, and 1 pear. And we had a hard freeze the first week, the first few days of May. And the trees were all, the leaves wilted, and the blooms went off and everything. All of them are coming back except one of the apricot trees. And I was just wondering, is there anything I can do for that apricot tree where the leaves are not coming back, or I might replant it?
Well, if it hasn't offered to come out in another couple of weeks. I think it probably either had freeze damage that killed it. There, I had a call yesterday on my statewide program that I do with a mulberry tree that had failed to come back, fruitless mulberry, and I think that was from Lubbock. Same kind of issue. Sometimes when these trees commit, well, let me take it a different direction. You know about the hardiness zones from the USDA and the fact that a given plant, I'm holding this make-believe plant in my hands here on the radio, which makes no sense, and I'm saying this plant is hardy to zone 8, which means that it should take temperatures and do quite well at 20 degrees or 25 degrees. But if 25, or we'll just say 28 degrees happens in July, that plant's gone. Or if that 28 degrees were to happen even in October before it really got hardened, got toughened up, it might die. If it happened in April, it might die. And that's what's happened here. Apricots are normally very winter hardy, but it may just have been too far committed and it may have been zapped. Couple more weeks and then I would make that decision. I'm going to have an apricot question in a couple of calls from you, and she's going to hear me say this. Apricots are not especially well adapted in our part of America because they tend to bloom way too early. They commit too early. They have a very low chilling requirement, and so it's usual that they will try to bloom in January, early February, and they get frozen, so lots of years you don't even see flowers. And Lois and Lorena is hearing me say that, and she may or may not wait for me to take her call later, but that's a problem. So whether you replant with another apricot or whether you go in with, you know, something that's more productive, like a methylene plum or an orient pear or something of that sort, it's up to you.
Okay. Yeah. Appreciate it.
I'm glad you called. Thank you. Let me go to Clark in Little Elm. Clark, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I hope you're having a great day, and thank you for taking my call.
I love doing this. I never dreamed when I was growing up as a radio aficionado that I would ever work in radio, and it's 37 years now, so there you go.
Well, I think I've heard you my whole life. So.
I'm sorry you had to endure that.
That's all right. I'll survive.
All right.
Well, we've got a new home that they put down a Bermuda sod in December, and we've got several squares that just never took, and right now I'm trimming the grass real low, trying to promote it to fill in, and I'm curious what kind of fertilizer I need to be looking at.
I would use, now, Little Elm has a couple of kinds of soil. Do you have sand or do you have black clay?
Black clay.
All right. I'm sorry, because somewhere not very far from you, there is this wonderful sandy soil that I would give anything to have. You need to use a nitrogen fertilizer, and is this a brand new lawn, never was a lawn before?
That's correct.
All right. I'm going to give you two answers, and the first one is what textbook would say. You may or may not have an excess of the middle number, phosphorus, but typically in most lawns that have been in for a couple of years, somehow phosphorus accumulates. We get too much, and it inhibits the uptake of other minor elements, and so plants have some long-term less growth problems, a little harder to identify issues. And so it's very common that soil tests from Texas A&M soil testing lab will come back suggesting all nitrogen. And I just immediately go to that recommendation. I bypass the phosphorus because there's enough phosphorus in your soil already that your grass will be fine. I would use a quality lawn food that has half of the nitrogen in slow release form. And the other half can be quick release for quick greening, but you don't want to use just a cheap ammonium sulfate fertilizer. You want to use something that has some slow release effect to it. And I would fertilize, and it may be that the squares that are not growing, the pieces of sod that are not growing well for you, may have been on the top, might have been on the edge and they dried out, or might have been some that they picked up off the ground at the sod farm and stuck up on the pallet. Just loose ends of some sort that were dried out a little bit. That's probably, or maybe the sprinklers didn't hit them properly after you got it planted. But what you might want to do is just, if you have several of them together in an area, you might just want to steal some sod by digging plugs or something in the areas where it's doing well for you, transplant it in there and checkerboard it in maybe every 12 or 15 inches, and it'll cover very quickly.
Okay, great. Yeah, we don't have one big dead area.
It'll cover from the side. Yeah, you watch Bermuda grass. You know how it zooms out. So by mowing low, you're doing exactly the right thing. And you know what? I'm going to take back a little part of my answer, and that is to tell you one time, because you're trying to get that to cover, this one time, why don't you use ammonium sulfate, 2100? It's cheap. It is all sudden release. It will give you a burst of growth now that it's warming up. Don't do that on a regular basis. But one time, I don't think that would be a bad plan. Get it to cover and then just go back to your quality fertilizer 6 or 7 weeks from now.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. All right, we're going to take a break for news, and we'll come back to Lois in Lorena, if she's still there. Hope she is. And Millie in Sherman. We have time for more calls. If you'd like to call, the number is, get your pencil handy, the number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Call right now. The Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano is where our daughter's life was saved 8 years and 6 weeks ago. Baylor Plano is the place where she had Streptococcus pyogenes strain A, the flesh-eating bacterium. We all have it. It's like meningitis. It crops up in the strangest of times. One in a million. She quit breathing for 4.5 minutes. She was in a coma 11 days. They saved her life. They saved her from severe complications. We are immensely grateful. While we were there, we learned of the Baylor Scoliosis Center. Scoliosis is a painful, disfiguring condition of the spine. Idiopathic scoliosis not only affects children and adolescents, but also adults. The Baylor Scoliosis Center in Plano is a nationally recognized program for the treatment of scoliosis. They specialize in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis and spinal cases in adults and children. It's one of the largest scoliosis centers in America. Baylor Scoliosis Center focuses on both the physical and the emotional effects of scoliosis. Treatments range from observation to bracing to rehabilitation to complex surgeries. Baylor's highly qualified scoliosis team provides a comprehensive diagnosis of your curvature through a physical exam of the back and extensive testing. They determine which treatment options are right for you. If scoliosis is an issue for you or a loved one, you need to contact the Baylor Scoliosis Center in Baylor Plano. That's 1-888-781-5558. 888-781-5558. TheBaylorScoliosisCenter.com. Baylor Plano is at the northeast corner of the intersection of Preston Road and George Bush. TheBaylorScoliosisCenter.com.
Hispanic workers suing because signs at work are not posted in Spanish but English. So do they have a case? I'll give you all the details on the Monday morning Ben Ferguson Show from 9 to 11 a.m. on WBAP.
Busy Bees Pest Control is owned by Leland and Lisa Morris, and they've been in business since 1967. They've grown that business from a small company with 3 employees to a full-service pest control company. It includes licensed technicians, certified applicators, and many more talented people at Busy Bees. They have been associated with Busy Bees for, 16 or 18 years, and that's when this growth has happened. They are leaders in the pest control industry. They are a premium bedbug service provider in America and the premium one for North Texas. Bedbugs are brought in by people. They are truly a pest of humans. They're prolific hitchhikers. They move easily from place to place. Kind of creepy, isn't it? Well, if you want to know for sure that you don't have bedbugs, you'll contact Busy Bees. They have 2 Busy Bee technicians who will treat your home with their certified bedbug-free treatment, if you do indeed have them. Busy Bees provides pest control services to both residential and commercial properties. They handle all forms of pest control, from ants, termites, bees, and bedbugs to animal trapping and bird control and so much more. They are truly a full-service pest elimination company. For more information, call them at 972-416-9404. Toll free, it's 1-855-BUSY-BEE. That's BIZZYBEE. 1-855-BUSY-BEE. Or visit them on the web at busybees.com. BIZZYBEES.com. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, and again, it's still Jerry Overton.
Certainly is. Thank you, Neil. 67 degrees now. Former NBA star headed back to North Korea. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. Our Weather in Touch forecast, look for a high of 81 under sunny skies today. Clear tonight, down to 58 tomorrow. Sunny, a little warmer, up to 86, and maybe some rain back in the forecast Tuesday night into Wednesday and Thursday. 67 degrees at DFW Airport. Now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
In North Dallas, watch for ongoing construction and possible lane closures on 635 East and westbound between 75 Central and I-35 East Stemmons, and in Fort Worth, a side street wreck on Las Vegas Trail at I-30. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Retired star basketball player Dennis Rodman says he's going back to North Korea this summer, in August, actually. Hall of Famer also has harsh words for President Obama, claiming the president's incapable of freeing an American imprisoned in that communist nation.
Look, last time he went over there, as soon as he got back, Kim Jong-un threatened to launch those missiles. We had a diplomatic crisis for months. So I don't think Dennis Rodman did much good last time. Of course, everybody is hoping that the American is released. If Dennis Rodman can do something towards that end, that's great.
Martha Raddatz reporting the U.S. not putting much faith in the former all-star. NASA not declaring victory yet over that ammonia leak at the International Space Station, but they do say the problem seems to have been resolved by replacing a pump. NASA says the coolant leak was significant but never jeopardized the crew safety. And consumer groups and some manufacturers that use natural gas say they are now opposing plans to expand exports. Opponents say that could drive up domestic prices and make manufacturing more expensive. Again, looking for a high today of 81. It's 67. From the 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Hal and Brian, and questions for Carla. Here's a test you can use from the 1950s to find out if this person is capable of being a secretary today. Carla, it's directed at women.
No, I'm not insulted. Okay. I'm a woman.
Careful, Carla. Careful. Do I refrain from making sarcastic remarks?
Brad, that's enough.
Can I talk to the boss as easily as to the office boy?
Sure.
She's also looking for the office boy.
That's right.
Yeah. Trying to find the office boy.
Am I thoughtful and considerate of the feelings of other people?
Am I hired yet?
Kickstart your morning with Hal and Brian and the BAP Morning News. Weekdays 5 till 9.
All right. Let me tell you right now about Dixon Brothers. And Dixon Brothers celebrates their 40th year providing water, garden, and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment, service pumps, motors, pool chemicals, floating fountain, and water well pumps and supplies. Keep your pool sparkling blue and fun this year. Buy your premium Pool Life pool care system maintenance chemicals from Dixon Brothers. You can get $20 back or a $30 voucher toward Pool Life products. It's time for relaxing poolside with friends and family, soaking up the sunshine and enjoying a sparkling blue pool. Make it happen easily with the help of Dixon Brothers and Pool Life. Three simple steps. Two complete systems, one super result. That's the promise of the Pool Life Bright Sticks, STIX, Bright Sticks sanitizer system and the Pool Life MPT extra tablet system. Happy pool life, happy wife. At Dixon Brothers, the authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. You need to visit Dixon Brothers showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, or you can call them at 972-288-7537. They're closed on Sundays, open 6 days a week at 972-288-7537, 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, one block north across the railroad tracks from historic downtown Mesquite. Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, 972-288-7537.
The first local news of the hour. Every hour. Every day. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. You heard the voice of James Smith a little bit earlier this morning in one of the rejoiners on my program, and I said then, that's the guy. That's the guy who has grown his company in the 38 years they've been in business to be just a model company for any business, any industry to use as a pattern, but most especially for the floor care industry. If it is anything to do with flooring, they can either clean it or replace it with something better than ever. Or they can clean it, make it look as good as it did when it was new. They are really, really good. They have specialists in every aspect of flooring. Whether you want tile and grout to be cleaned, if you have natural stone floors, if you have hardwood floors, they can clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets. In fact, we have carpets at my magazine office we got from Dalworth Fine Floors. Let me give you that address, by the way. It's open 6 days a week at a storefront, 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. And that's a retail store. You don't go there to book any of the other services, but you go there to find the finest in flooring, 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. And then the number that you call for any of the other Dalworth services, for example, their carpet cleaning, pay only $29 per area. Five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth clean. That number is 214 or 817-267-8433. You can book online at Dalworth.com today or call tomorrow, 214 or 817-267-8433. The next best thing to new is Dalworth clean.
Hi, I'm Rob Weir of Shades of Green in Frisco. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Rob. Let's go to Lois and Lorena. Lois, thanks for waiting. Apparently you wanted to wait, and I'm glad to have you. How can I help?
Well, I have an 8-year-old apricot tree, but it's healthy. It's never frozen, and it has never bloomed.
All right.
And it's about 12 feet tall.
All right. What happened? What variety do you have, first of all?
Oh, that I don't know.
All right. The two that are adapted in North Texas are Bryan and Moorpark. And so when we plant apricots, if we're going to take the chance on apricots, we want to plant one or the other of those varieties, Bryan or Moorpark, M-O-O-R, Park. As far as the problems with apricots, and the A&M comments always are that you'll get one crop about every 4 or 5 years with them. They have very low chilling requirements, like I was telling the other caller. And so they only need about, several hundred, 200 or 300 hours below 45 degrees and above freezing. About the middle of January, most of North Texas has had that much cold. And so apricots gear up, and if you get a warm spell, they'll say, well, there's spring. We're ready to bloom. We've had enough cold. And they will be frozen. The flower buds will be frozen before you ever know that they're there. And so the plant won't bloom properly. Therefore, you'll never get any fruit. Without knowing what variety you have, it may be that you have one that has an even lower chilling requirement.
Okay.
What you have to, where you grow apricots successfully and why they're not better home crops, is any area that has late freezes, surprise freezes, is going to be likely to have apricot problems. And so that's why you find apricots grown in very mild conditions on the West Coast and other areas where it gets cold, stays cold, and then warms up.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Thanks for waiting. Let's go to Millie in Sherman. Millie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
We are having a garage built, and we had to dig up a crepe myrtle.
Okay.
And we moved it about 40 feet. It's about a 10-15 foot high tree. It's about 20 years old.
Okay.
And
when did you move it?
About a month ago.
Okay, so that would be mid-April. Was it leafed out at that point?
Yes.
Ooh, okay, how's it look now?
It's tied down with, we had it with a tree spade removed, and they tied it down with T-posts, and it has a big ring around it, and we're watering it continually, but we're wondering if there's something we could do to help it through the stress.
How did the leaves look?
We know it was the wrong time of year.
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, when the freeway's coming through, you gotta react right then. I understand. How do the leaves look? Do you have new growth on it or none?
There is some new growth, but the tips out on the edge of the branches, the very tips, it's looking kind of wilty and gray.
Millie, what I did, I had a Catawba crepe myrtle. That's the variety of purple that I love. And I had it growing in the circular part of our driveway where pecan trees and most especially a lacy oak overtook it and shaded it. And my little Catawba, which was supposed to be 10 or 12 feet tall at maturity, was 15 feet tall with no sunlight. and it rarely bloomed. And so this past winter, we moved it, and moved it. It doesn't matter if you move it 1 foot or 100 miles, it's still being moved. We moved it, and I took off probably 80% of the top growth of that plant. It still is 12 or 13 feet tall, and I'm considering taking some of that tall growth off back flush down farther on the plant. You don't want to just do a butch haircut on this thing and then have it branch out like a crepe myrtle that's been topped. That's the horrible looking thing. But one option, if it looks like it's not going to make it any other way, and please don't faint when I tell you this, one option is to cut it off almost flush with the ground, an inch or two above the ground, and let new sprouts come up. If it looks like it's going to struggle to survive at all, I would do that, because suddenly you have, let me just use a fraction, let's just say you have half of the original root system and none of the original top growth to support. So the plant then is balance shifts way over to the root side, whereas now you have a lot of that top growth and not as much root system. And so somehow you need to remove a bunch of the top of it, either by taking some trunks clear back to the ground or by doing some variation of that. It's kind of hard to describe how to do it without seeing the specific plant.
Okay.
That, and your understanding why we're taking some of that top growth off is to compensate, because the roots just can't keep up with all of it.
Well, I had wondered, about doing that when I was watering it this morning, but
right.
I know how you're always talking about not to, top off a crepe
myrtle. It is, and good for you for hearing that, and good for you for being worried about it and paying attention to it. If you were to top this plant, you and I sound like we have the very same plant. If we were to top our plants, they would be scarred for the rest of their lives by that topping. And that's why mine looks kind of odd now, because it still has about three trunks that go up 12 or 14 feet, but it's very sparse. And I'm thinking I want to cut it back farther, and so I may cut it clear to the ground, which is what I tell people to do if they've had a crepe myrtle topped, or if somebody that had the house before them topped the crepe myrtles. You can get a beautiful crepe myrtle faster by cutting it to the ground and letting it regrow. And in this case, you and I both we ought to at least consider that. Don't know that I want to recommend it without seeing your plant.
We've done that with another one that we had moved several years ago, because it was crooked. I mean, it was just crooked.
Perfect example. How'd it work for you?
So far, so good. It's...
You get about 40 new trunks back. You have to be selective on what you allow to develop after the first year, but they come back with a vengeance, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, keep that in mind. Remember that one as your prototype. That might be something to do.
Anything like that?
Hmm?
Putting nitrogen or...
No, you don't need nitrogen now. If anything, you would use a liquid form of phosphorus or root stimulator, because at this point you want the roots to get established so they can support the top growth. Next year I'd go with nitrogen. This year, I put a little bit on mine the other day just because there are perennials around it, but... I wouldn't go out of my way to put a lot of nitrogen on it, because you really at this point are trying to get the roots reestablished. Now, if you cut it to the ground, yes, all bets are off. You want new growth, and so, yes, nitrogen then.
Okay.
I've never given this answer quite that way. You have a unique answer.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so
Appreciate
much.
Your call. Have a great day. Thank you. All right. We have, we have four calls ahead. I have enough calls. I will get to you. I'm going to get this ad break out of the way, and then we'll finish up, and I will get all four of you answered. I can do that. I know I can do it. Oh, Tom in Waco, unknown type of maple, didn't leaf out. Why? I may have a little trouble there, but we'll try it. Here is our last ad. The last ad, you'll hear the ceremonial wadding of the ad copy at the end of this read, because I will not need it anymore. This is our best poster deal ever. You get all four of our highly informative, ultra highly informative posters, 15 by 30 inches, fairly small font. The posters are aimed at helping you choose the best plants for your landscape. We cover every aspect of landscape plant material. The posters include, and we're going to save you a ton of money on these, 100 best landscape plants for Texas. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers for Texas. How tall, how wide do they grow? What is their growth form? Is it rounded? Is it weeping? What is it? Are they sun or shade? Even some trees have to have shade, and a lot of shrubs do. Vines and ground cover certainly as well. Do they bloom in the spring, or when do they bloom, if they bloom? When do they have fall color, or how good is it, reliable? Do they produce fruit? What hardiness zone? Everything you could want about landscape, woody plants in your landscape. 100 best annual flowers, the same sort of fields of information, except we also add to that what colors are the flowers and what months are they colorful. 120 best perennials, and the complete variety list of all known crepe myrtles. All of that information on those four posters, normally $10 each plus $2 postage per poster. That'd be $48. And you get a subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. The region that we serve with our magazine is Texas. It's your landscape, it's your garden, and you get the subscription to the magazine and $48 worth of posters, a $71.95 value for only $34 and $3 postage until 11 today. You have 10 minutes to make this call. If it's busy, call right back. And folks will stay there as long as the phone rings. But when it goes silent for a couple minutes, I'll bet they're bolting for the door. And I don't blame them. So here is the number, but you must call before 11. 1-800-752-GROW. Remember, this is the last chance. This offer expires at 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. Here goes the ad copy. 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. WizQ professionals will conduct free how-to classes on Saturday, May 18th, how to build fire pits and seating walls, and on Saturday, May 25th, how to install thin veneer stone. All classes will start at 10 a.m. each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Garden at WizQ Stone. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm a recovering addict. Before Serenity, my life at home was unhappy. My parents realized I had a problem. I got sent to a short-term facility. From the short-term facility, they sent me to long-term, and from there, they recommended Serenity High School. The best thing about Serenity High would probably have to be the one-on-one I get with my teachers and the meetings that we have twice a week here. In the past 3 years, I've seen many kids graduate, and that gives me hope that I can graduate as well. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web at serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. Now that I have been at Serenity for a while, I feel that my life is more complete, and I feel that I'm actually going to get somewhere in life.
Thank you, Megan, very, very much. Do you have better things to do on weekends besides pulling and killing stubborn weeds? Bayer Advanced has just the right product for you. It's called DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer doesn't just kill existing weeds. It lays down a continuous action weed barrier that keeps weeds away for up to 6 months. That's up to 50% longer than the leading brand. It offers a superior value by providing more coverage per package in a 1.3-gallon refillable sprayer system. Spray not only the existing weeds, but also the areas where you don't want weeds to grow. For spraying smaller areas, use a 24-ounce ready-to-use spray bottle. DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer can be used on patios, sidewalks, paths, gravel, and along fence lines. Ask for Bayer Advanced Products at your local garden center. B-A-Y-E-R. Yep, just like the aspirin. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. It's Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. I have two calls that probably would not make the air because of time. Jean in Mesquite planted garlic in December when to harvest it. That time should be coming very shortly now. May and early June are typically the harvest time for garlic. You're welcome to stay on hold if you wish. I don't know that I can add much to that. AggieHorticulture.com or just Aggie Horticulture Garlic will bring you to a fact sheet from Texas A&M Horticulture. Alicia in Forney lost peaches in February. Why cold weather? Will it reflower? It will not reflower this year. If it tried to bloom in February, it may not be a variety suited to our area. It might have been one from South Texas that has a low chilling requirement, just like those apricots I was talking about, and therefore it may not bloom properly for you if it tries to bloom early, because we didn't have much cold weather prior to. It's just been a long winter. It has not been unusually cold, so it may be a low chiller. Let's go to Sherry in Mansfield. Next call up. Sherry, this is Neil. How may I help you?
Hi, Neil.
Hi there.
I am taking a proverbial stab in the dark here with this large pot of moss roses. Half of them have come up, and the other half have not yet. I can see little sprouts starting. I want to divide it into two pots, and I want to do it rather quickly because I'm moving. So can I just dig down so far and be fairly assured I'll get them all on the ones that are just barely popping their growth up?
All right, how tall are the others?
They've just begun. So
why wouldn't you? Why don't you take the taller plants rather than? Let me tell you, when moss rose portulaca is grown by wholesale by big commercial greenhouses. I have a friend who raises probably 1,000 flats of it every year, and his little seedlings that he starts look like moss. They just are tiny, and they're little plugs, and that's when he transplants them. What you ought to do is, when they're a quarter to a half an inch high, is you take a spoon, not a trowel, but a spoon or a putty knife, a little slender putty knife, and you take out a little plug of them out of the center but out of one of the areas of the big pot, and you transplant that plug. It may have 10 or 12 plants in it. Put that in the next pot. If it's another big pot, then you would do that two or three times, and you'd have three or four of these little plugs that you would create. The plants in the original pot will cover and fill, and you'll never notice that anything happened. The plants you've transplanted will cover and spread and fill that pot as well. But I would do that when they're about half an inch tall, not when they have just germinated. They're too small. They don't have the roots to hold the soil together at that point. I got to run, but that's what I would do. You're probably a week away from doing that. Don in Argyle, this is Neil. Non-invasive clumping bamboo that I recommended. I don't remember that recommendation. Was it in my magazine or where? Oh, Don's gone.
I'm here.
Okay, I'm out of time, Don. I'm sorry. I missed connecting with you there somehow. You need to go back to where that recommendation was. I don't remember that. If it was one of the reports from the Botanic Gardens or if it was in our magazine, look it up there, and I'll try to help you. I'm out. Andrew Gentry, thank you. And Rick Williams, thank you. Happy gardening. Happy Mother's Day.